I will hear from the Lord, and I'll die in the air.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening and welcome to the Defender 7 Thursday night broadcast with your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and I am your co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Now, before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. For those of you that are new just tuning in, the views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, that being said, again, welcome. And just to let you know, we do have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need, disaster relief, or if shit hits the fan, etc. So please, by all means, purchase something or click that donate button. That's the only way that we're able to do what we do for our states and our communities is through you. Help us help you and our communities at the same time. You can also reach us on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, capital letters, Defenders 7. That's Defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two large I's. Now, before you click that join button, just know we expect that all of our members and future members participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. Now, if you get in and you feel you cannot participate or it's not for you, you can always leave with no hard feelings. We're also on MeWe. Click on Organizations. Scroll down to Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. And we also now have a YouTube channel, which is run by none other than our National Medical Officer and your host tonight, Kimberly Purvis. So please go there and click that subscribe button. Now for tonight's show and all the shows that we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your own opinions and your thoughts. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Now we have a little bit of time before your hosts sign on. I'd like to give a shout out for a birthday to one of our own, our first lieutenant from Kentucky. Jeff Lawson, it's his birthday today, so if you know him, give him a shout out. But happy birthday. And one of the big things that we're a big fan of, and we discuss a lot, is 22 a day veterans suicides. And that's a big part of our heart, being a veteran myself, and all my board members that are board members, they're also veterans. So we take pride in supporting that. We also support a lot of missing persons groups, trafficked, you name it. We're also a big part of that family. And let's just help to bring them lost children and adults home. So if you see a missing person meme on Facebook, forward it, share it. This way everybody in the world could see the information on when they were missing and where they were missing from. Now, Thursday nights, we enjoy, like I said, when people call in because you can interact with us, the board members. I know we cover a lot of serious topics and everything, but we also make it fun. And we try to keep it as real as it gets. So about our group, and just in case you're just new tuning in, we are a humanitarian American Patriot group, not a militia. We are an LLC, nonprofit. So everything that we bring in money-wise honestly does go back to our communities in a time of need. We're not like the other groups where they keep 90% and only give 10% to what their cause is. Here we do it 100%. And at any time, we keep records. At any time that anybody feels differently about it, I have records to prove that money only goes to where it needs to go. All right, I see that our Lieutenant General, my second in command, is on, Mr. Christopher Weathers. What's up, brother?
Good evening, everybody. Bro?
Yeah, everybody is all two of us right now.
Well, I tell you what, brother. As soon as I get home, I got to strip down in the garage and take me a shower. I am
that's TMI,
full.
Man.
Well, that's how dirty I am right now, bro. I mean,
you're always dirty.
Yeah, well, that's true, but that's beside the point. I mean, I've got chromium. I got lime from head to toe. It's about. I had to climb inside pipes and take pipes apart, clean pumps, and, yeah, it was a mess at work today.
I bet.
On top of it, I got swamp ass.
Oh, and lo and behold, we have Captain from Wisconsin, Lorna, a.k.a. Slacker Munson.
I did slack when they got home. I did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's
I wish
day.
I could say that.
Well, you haven't got home
yet. I wish I could say that.
I
You're
worked
right.
my ass off. I did work my ass off at work today and yesterday.
Me? Well, I tell you what, I would have traded you in a heartbeat. Compared to what I look like.
Warner doesn't work, though.
Yeah, okay.
That's
well,
what Kimberly is saying, saying that she doesn't
post
have 10 personalities.
I will post a picture of what I look like when I get home.
Oh, don't go scaring everybody now.
Oh, this is scary, dude. I'm going to have to scrub my seats in my truck when I get home, too. I mean, I am absolute. I've got gray pants on with my, you know, fluorescent green shirt for work. Well, let's just say my gray pants are now white, totally white. So, yeah. And they're sopping wet, too, on top of it.
They're not still making everybody wear masks in there now, are they?
Nope. I wouldn't wear one anyway, so it don't matter.
Well, I know you won't, but I know the other people were trying to make them.
Yeah, they nobody has to wear masks anymore, which I've never worn one anyway, so I even told the plant manager that I wasn't going to wear one. Said, fire me. I'll make more on unemployment anyway. Fuck it. I'll be like the rest of the Hoosiers in this country that on unemployment don't want to work.
Right.
At least for a little
right.
bit anyway.
I know you're on here, Kim. Are you there?
No, I'm here. I'm just listening to you guys' bullshit.
Well, I wish it was bullshit, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So.
Now, what have you guys talked about?
We
haven't really.
They just came on. I was just going over and I wished Jeff Lawson a happy birthday.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
happy birthday, Jeff Lawson.
Happy birthday.
No, I was on a stupid Zoom meeting with a university. So, an hour. Oh, my God, just shoot me now.
Did you get the job?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for them to... No, this is to start to get my BSN.
Okay.
But I'm waiting for them. No, they who actually emailed me and said, "Are you going to send your application?" Fine. So, I had to get my transcripts to show proof of my degrees and all that cool shit and yeah. So I'm waiting. I'm supposed to hear from one job on Monday about doing an interview, and then the dean, it's going to take a little while, so we'll see.
Right.
All I do know is that will put me in a whole new tax bracket and shit. That's going to be a nightmare.
So did anybody hear what happened to Kamala Harris or Camel Toe Harris down in Guatemala?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Oh.
What happened? Okay. So she went down there on Air Force One. everybody down there was holding up signs, "We don't want you here. Trump won, so leave."
Wow. Oh, yeah, that was funny shit, yeah. She started crying.
Yeah, she started crying.
Then she started her nurse cackle, evil cackle.
Right.
I'm like, so, whatever.
Just to let everybody know, the entire world is paying attention. Why can't the rest of this country pay attention and see
because
the truth?
Because the rest of the world's not getting money.
Right.
They're not getting free
shit.
Well,
that is true.
Bribes.
You know, they're placating to the needs of the little snowflake, and it's getting annoying. Because really, I just want to bitch slap every one of them.
You
oh,
and me
the way, both. By the way, air is now racist.
Say what?
Air? You know the shit that you breathe in and out of your nose and your mouth? It's now racist.
It's now racist?
Yep.
Well, then I guess I'm racist. Along with everybody in the entire world.
And
where do these people come up with this stupid shit?
Because white people have better air quality.
How in the fuck is that?
You know what? Like I said, they're pandering to these little bitches, and they need to be. You know what? I say every patriot puts money together, ship their happy asses off to Afghanistan or China, and let them live there for 6 months and have them change their mind.
Six months.
Leave them there.
No. Well, that too, but we don't have to tell them that. You know? Actually, send them to Turkey, because Turkey takes your passport when you get into the country. And then tell Turkey to burn all their passports.
I tell you, man, you know, this is not the country that we fought for. And
no.
That's sad.
So... okay, did you guys see the videos that I posted in the chat room?
I have not seen anything from Facebook on anything yet today.
Okay. Have you guys heard of Richard Citizen? He got arrested in D.C. He's a reporter. They arrested him in D.C. He's a reporter. I don't know what he's a reporter for, but anyway, they arrested him in D.C., right, for walking around. He's just reporting what's going on in D.C., right? So he got out because it was bullshit. Why are they going to keep him? He was talking to some of the military, the guard that was there, and they were real cooperative, and then the D.C. police came up and arrested him. So he's in D.C. Now, get this. This was as of yesterday, okay? Now, there was a whole, I guess you'd say, probably about 30 Marines in their dress uniform. Not the jacket, just the shirt and the pants, you know, the brown shirt and the blue pants.
Right, right.
They were dressed like that. One, they were playing, they were doing the flag ceremony. They're practicing. And people are like, oh, but there's a weekly parade in D.C. No, there's not.
Right.
What the fuck have the Marines done a friggin' parade every Tuesday? So they're playing the song they're playing is "Hail to the Chief."
Right.
Why? Okay. So on top
of
that,
right?
Yeah, I know. But listen, on top of those, there's the military band, the Marine band was playing "Hail to the Chief," and then they were doing the song how. You know how the change of the guard or the change of commander-in-chief, that's what they were doing. And so not to mention all the Blackhawks, the cops, the fire department, the EMS, all of them doing their practice. And now he found they're building a stage on the mall. The mall lawn. Why? Why? So,
I have an idea.
Well, here's one of two things. I could deal with either one. One, Trump really is, they're going to take, oh, they've already started, they just decertified Antrim County, the votes. They decertified it. They have proof that the votes were switched off-site. Somebody logged into the system and changed all the votes off-site. So, but anywho, with Arizona or Maricopa County finishing up their audit on the 14th, okay, and now Pennsylvania and Georgia, I guess Colorado said that Trump won Colorado, and they're going to look for the proof. So here's the thing. Either Trump is going to be inaugurated next month once it gets done, or I'm hoping it's for the tribunal, and that's where they're going to do all the executions. They're going to hang them all. Hey, one can
we can't
dream.
Get that lucky, man.
I know.
We can't get
so
that lucky.
Why are they building a massive stage?
That is
where
hard
you do inauguration. Huh?
That is hard to say. I don't know,
that's
but
what I'm saying.
I'm trying to pass like several 18 wheelers, and this car is only doing like 45 freaking miles an hour in the fast lane.
Sounds about right.
God, I wish I had those brush guard reinforced bumpers so I could do a bump and run. Just push them out of the way. Run them to the wall.
I had a traffic jam this morning. It was a couple of turkeys, and I named them Bobby and Weathers.
Okay, I finally got an opening. I'm passing all these dumb bitches.
Okay, so
punch in, Margaret.
The watermark. Remember the watermark that everyone said
yes,
you were lying.
Yes, I already heard that
shit?
Was been. I heard the watermark was proven, and I forget how
Lester
many
Holt.
Millions
Not
of
Lester
votes.
Holt. Not Lester Holt. Who's the? He's a Democrat. He's shit. Who was he? He's a damn Democrat, and he went there and saw them, and they're holding the ballot up, and you see a big blue streak. Now you know what they're saying. Well, that's not true, dude. He freaking showed you proof. They're not going to believe it. Plain and simple. They won't see, and that's what's so pathetic. And somebody made a point. You know, we've been sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting. It's been 6 months, 8 months, whatever. Here's the thing. Trump knew back in 2018 that they were going to do this shit, right? And he knew that.
Yeah, I knew
that's
that.
Why they did the, yeah, that's why they did the
that's
watermark.
That's why they did the
now,
watermark. Right.
Now, here's the thing. He knew about it election day. Everybody, I was watching Trump's,
I watched Trump's
tally go down. Biden's go up and Trump's would drop by tens of thousands. I thought I was losing
right.
my damn mind. Okay, so I'm like, that's not how this shit works. So anyway, Trump knew, and we all knew it election day. So here's the thing. By January 6th, we already knew this. Okay, would you rather catch all of the politicians involved, every corrupt person involved, and catch them all? And wait 6 or 7 months down the line, or just catch a few of the little fish on January 6th?
Oh, I say let's catch them all. All of
them. Well, that's why it's taking so long. Yeah, that's why it's taking so long.
Right.
And people, and I've had nothing but, you know, oh, my God, you Trumpies, you Trump-tards. I said, you know what? If that's all you got is to call us Trump-tards, you know what? Ooh, let's roll with it. I'm a Trump-tard. I'm a Trumpie. Call me whatever you want to call me. We're not a bona fide.
I'll tell you right now, I've been called worse by better people, so it don't matter.
Well, I know. I tell them, I say, well, at least I'm not a bona fide. You know, and they just,
right.
they don't they can't get it. But so I don't know. There's, like I said, there's so much weird shit going on, and I'm telling you, it's falling into place. The whole world wants Trump back in office. Everybody does.
Well,
except
for Russia and China.
No. You didn't see that video? Holy
shit.
I saved it. It shows China, Australia, the UK, Nigeria. I'm talking just random freaking countries.
No.
Canada, Mexico are chanting and have massive parades for Trump. And this is not from before the election. This is recently. You know what I'm saying? It's not. Huh?
It's been recently?
Yeah.
Wow.
All over the world. Yeah, all over the world. They're I can't remember what they were chanting. It was pretty cool, you know. And it's like you said, in Guatemala, where the people holding up signs, and they say, Kamala, we know Trump won. Go away.
Right.
Go home. And then the Guatemalan president had a news, they did a thing with him, and he said, it's Biden's fault. You caused this crisis, not us.
Oh, exactly.
And when she went on the news or had a news brief that said, don't come. To the people of Guatemala, don't come. Just stay there. That was because of the signs and the protesters. And people are trying to tell me, oh, that was planned. That was pre-planned. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. She stormed off because one of the newscasts, I don't remember who it was. I know it wasn't the dude from Fox. It was somebody else. She stormed off and came back and was almost on the verge of tears.
Good.
Because she got caught.
Well, it's going to get a lot worse when they're all arrested for treason.
Oh, trust me. I got a friend in Oregon, and I sent her the video that I found. And I said, dude, if that stage is for public hangings for all of these bastards, I got plenty of popcorn. I got lawn chairs. I'm going. I would go from Kansas. She goes, hell no. She said she's going to drive from Oregon. She goes, I'll pick you up and we'll drive to D.C. I said, damn straight. Let's get the junk food and popcorn.
Hey,
and
that's
hold on.
Only about
you know what?
To D.C. I know it's a 13-hour drive from my house to Washington,
yeah,
D.C. I will drive straight through and
pick
whoever I need to on the way up.
Shit. You know what I say? If that, honest to God, there's only two things that could be for. It's not. There's no concerts planned. That's not what that's for. Because they got the stage they use by the Lincoln Monument. So I said, have a lottery. Who gets to pull the friggin' thing to hang them all? Like, you want to hang this? Okay. You get to kick them
I'll
off.
Do it. I'll volunteer.
That's what I said. Have a lottery. But I don't know. I don't know. Have you guys noticed? I know my mom was telling me that in Tennessee, the East Tennessee lost all their power for 5 hours.
No,
random
I didn't
places
hear about
that. Yeah, random places are losing power now. And I wonder after the Secretary of Energy made that comment, she said, well, because the pipeline got hijacked and for ransom, now they have the ability to shut off all of our power grids.
Whatever.
No. Listen, take it as this. It's kind of like saying they could do it, but you know we're going to shut your power off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things. Oh, and get this. Hold on. I will. Where is it at? Shit. There is a meat company that was just hijacked. hijacked. They hacked into it, paid $11 million because the hackers hacked their system. Whatever has to do with the meat plant, I don't know, JB, something or another. So more of this shit's going to start happening. And it's ridiculous. There was a F-16 crash in Michigan today due to a faulty GPS system. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, no, I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, it was a GPS malfunction. So, and it's, so they're investigating it. I don't know. No, I know you had said you had mentioned that there was F-16s over your house and shit. And get this, the Capitol Police are still saying we did our job and they didn't have our back.
Well, a lot of it has to deal with those jets. I mean, they're needing people also to actually work. I mean, the McDonnell Douglas and Boeing here in St. Louis are actually hiring big time also.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I know they're still out of the microchips for the cars. You know how much it's going to cost for me to rent a car for 3 days? $200.
Really?
To rent a yes. $75 a fucking day. Yeah, there's no
microchips.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, they can't make any, they can't produce any more cars. So they've run out. And so now the cost to rent a car has gone up. So
well,
if I had to
look at what fuel prices are now too, and the price of diesel.
Oh yeah,
gas
is $3.15.
Well, you don't want
to
know what ours is here. Then. Our gas. I'm getting off the interstate now. Gas right now is $3.36, and diesel is $3.52 a gallon.
Shit, our diesel's $3.99.
52 here, so.
So apparently, Omar, she has stirred the pot and caused some serious, serious problems. And Pelosi there is trying to de-escalate it. This is what she said. She said,
is she at the bar trying to de-escalate it? That's what I'm wondering.
Who knows? Oh, my God.
Probably drinking her bottles of vodka.
I got to show you this chick who does, she does these little skits, and she does Pelosi. She does Jen Psaki, AOC. She does Judge Jeanine. I mean, I don't know where this chick gets all the time. And energy, but yeah, she does it. She does it perfect. And she with Nancy, she has these big giant McDonald's eyebrows.
I seen that one.
And she's got the empty vodka bottle with the straw, and she's trying to
right.
drink it, and she does the hiccups. Yeah, she. Oh my God. But anyway, so Omar has a public spat erupted between progressive and moderate House Democrats. So this is on the Democrat side, okay? She said that the U.S. and Israel are responsible for the same types of atrocities as groups like Hamas and the Taliban.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. No, that's not the one I was looking at. It said the one here. She said... She compared war crimes committed by the U.S. and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban incensed some Jewish Democrats. So she's comparing war crimes.
Wow.
Because Israel's defending itself. Yeah. And Biden's trying to put his big boy britches on. He said that Netanyahu better de-escalate the war that's going on right now. Dude, what are you going to friggin' do? You want to draw the... Oh, I know. I know. That's what, you know. But, let's see.
Biden couldn't tie his own damn shoes, let alone put on big boy pants.
Well, I know. But the thing is, she's stirring the pot big time. And they're all getting pissed off at the squad, all the Democrats. They're done with them. They're causing more problems with and like I said, if Netanyahu loses, that new Benjamin, whatever the hell his last name is, he's giving the Palestinians the West Bank. He will give it to them. So the whole Middle East will be screwed. I don't know. It's going to be just a big clusterfuck is what it's going to be. And Iran is demanding that Biden go back into the nuclear deal that they had that Trump got rid of. So,
all right, y'all.
All these.
I am home. I got to hose down.
Make it up now.
My clothes, so.
And make it up.
Forget your truck.
Huh?
And don't forget your truck.
Oh, trust me.
Chris.
Well.
Weathers.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Weathers.
Chris.
Yeah.
Weathers.
Yes.
You miss me yet?
What?
Oh, it's done.
Oh, my God. Here's trouble.
What's up?
You ornery asses. You and Bobby had that planned, didn't you?
No, we didn't.
No, it wasn't planned. I called in. I'm getting ready to go to bed. I'm like, cool, let me call in real fast. But did you miss me yet?
We always miss you.
You're such a freaking lying shit.
Yeah. Right. All right, y'all. I got to get going. I will go.
Yeah.
All
right, bro.
God bless.
Good job, buddy.
Have a good night.
Peace out.
Good night.
Good night, Robert.
Good night, Dawn.
And bye.
Oh, yeah, Bobby, so the COVID. So 2 million, almost 2 million people have died in 6 months of COVID. Huh. That's more than last year, right? And the whole world was shut down. But yet, more people have died this year in 6 months. And the world's still shut down, pretty much, for the most part.
They're dying from the vaccine, not COVID.
I know.
Yep.
Oh, I know that. But this is what I'm saying.
They're pumping
this
the
is
numbers
what,
up.
What, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. By here, it says that, hold on, what is that? By the end of summer, and we go into fall, they said that the numbers that they have for this year, the 2 million, it's exponentially higher than that. Yeah, sure it is, because you want to put some more fear into people. They said
I understand Africa, they're finding some serious blood problems with teenagers or heart problems or something like that. Israel mentioned it. They had done some research, and I know here in the States, a lot of kids have been having some serious problems.
Yeah. But see, it's kind of funny because SARS had a 15% death rate, but nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. It was, wow, that sucks. The bird flu. Something about 30% death rate in some countries. This has a 99% chance to survive, and we shut the world down. But like we said, this is all part of the scamdemic.
It's all political.
Huh? Oh, yeah. But that's the whole thing. It says only 2% of Africa, 6% of Asia have been vaccinated.
Well, India is doing the hydroxychloroquine with a lot of success. They said it's costing less than $3 per person.
Oh, I know. And Biden has promised third world countries, you know, poor countries, 500 million vaccines.
Fine, let them give it away because we ain't taking it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you can't get us to take them, so let's send them somewhere else. But Russia said, no, we don't want them. You know why? Because their vaccine is different than ours.
Right. And they can't get their people to take theirs.
I trust the Russian vaccine over this damn shit we got in this country.
That's true.
So
I haven't heard anything. I know Russians that have taken it, and I have not heard any death stories the way we do here. I've heard some, you know, bad side effects, but, I mean, not like what we've been having here.
I know it's not in the news,
but I know people that are in Russia. I said it's not in, I don't think it's in the news, but I know Russians who live in Russia, so I can ask them directly.
There's a website that you could go on. That you could actually get an exemption from this vaccine. And it's...
What, do you have to prove that you already had COVID and immune?
No. There's religious exemptions. There's was it religious, political, or something? I don't know. And then, of course, medical. Here's the thing. I'm going to get a medical exemption. Kiss my ass. I'm not getting it because I got COVID.
Why the hell should I have to get an exemption to support my right to refuse it?
Well, one, so they don't have to harass you. That's the whole thing.
Nobody's harassing me yet except for my doctor.
No, that's what I'm saying. Nobody has. Well, they asked me, and I'm like, no. I'm like, dude, no. I got blood clots from getting COVID, and Moderna is what the VA has. Moderna is what the VA here has, right? That's the vaccine they got. Moderna causes blood clots. You think I'm going to take a chance of getting blood clots again? Kiss my ass.
Yeah, but doctors are telling people who have gotten COVID point blank should not be getting the vaccine anyway.
Yeah.
And if your doctor's trying to tell you to get it, he's an idiot.
Yeah. And I got to find out where it is. The last 10 years of flu vaccines, just, you know, everyday flu vaccines, right?
Right.
Less than 200 people. Well, I think, I think the most was like 232 or something like that. So we're just going to go for argument's sake, right? No more than 250 people died from the flu vaccine, right? Every year. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how many people have died from the vaccine?
Oh, it's a couple of thousand. I think it's 3,000 or 4,000, maybe more.
January, a couple hundred. February, there's been almost, I think the most was 600 people in a month. Now, granted, I understand this point. Well, that's not a whole lot. I tell you what, to have almost 3,000 people die in 6 months from a vaccine that in the last 10 years? No.
Right.
That you'd have 112? Nope, sorry. Uh-uh. And we've already,
especially since that's only the ones they're telling you about. What about all the ones that they're lying and saying, oh, they died of a heart attack or something? No, I'm sorry. I think the numbers are higher than that, not to mention the severe side effects.
Exactly. My kid's dad, he's got side effects. I don't know if he got the vaccine or not. Their stepmother's friend is dying from the vaccine. I mean, there's just people left and right. You know, but
one of my Telegram rooms, they did a memorial thing to all the mothers that have died. Well, not all of them, but there were a lot. I mean, it ran for like, I want to say 3 or 4 minutes, with just showing pictures of all the mothers that have died, different ages, different races. I mean, it was sad.
Look. Okay, so almost 500 people died from Moderna, 500 died from Pfizer in 1 month.
Right.
Yeah, February. And then, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. And so when people ask, have you been vaccinated? Yep. I ain't going to say which one. I've got all my vaccines. From birth to now.
Oh no, I tell people, I go in without a mask. Nobody has asked me about the vaccine yet. If they do ask me, I'm gonna tell them it's none of their business, or I identify as an idiot who took it.
No,
if people can identify,
listen, you identify as trans vaccinated. You're trans-vaccinated. If you don't accept it, you're a bigot. I
right.
saw that, and I put it, I'm like, wow, I am trans-vac.
Yeah. I got to remember that. I'm trans-vaccinated.
Yep. I identify as trans-vaccinated.
When that conversation comes up with me, I tell them, hell no, I'm not getting no fucking vaccination. Not going to be
tell
euthanized.
Tell you identify. No, tell him you identify as vaccinated and get out of your face. So
I ain't telling.
Well, I tell him,
no,
first of all, no, my first
having the vaccine.
My first response would be, it's none of your freaking business.
No, I know. No one's ever asked me, so I don't care. So the G7 summit, right? That's where dipshit's at right now.
Oh, my God. I heard that one speech he made. He's an idiot. He's a freaking idiot.
You know what he said? He's like, America's back. Well, America never fucking left. So I don't know where the hell you've been. People are laughing at America right now because we have a jackass in office. You know what? I say... maybe he forgets where he's at and he forgets how to get on the plane and he just stays there. Who knows?
He really needs to say only what they whisper in his ear and stop thinking for himself.
Oh, no. You know what? Let him. Let him keep making a complete ass out of himself. The more, the better. You know why? Because I've heard nothing but people piss and moan about Trump. Trump this, Trump that, Trump said, you know what? Listen to Biden. Listen to that jackass. How much hatred do you think that you have towards Trump? You know what? This is not even scratching the surface of how
right.
we cannot stand to see Biden in office. And, for the most part,
stop. Kim, I don't know if I'm sure
yeah.
you've seen that, but I'm seeing more and more things on TikTok about, we forgive you white people for voting we're sorry we voted for Biden. We learned our lessons. You white people, white Trump, whatever,
oh
we're
my
white.
God.
Bring Trump back.
Shit is so freaking funny. Oh, and guess what? Because it's Pride Month and all of this shit, they're cramming down our kids' throats and all this shit. All of these transgender people, look, listen, here's the thing. if you're gay, you're gay. I don't really care. I don't have to answer for it. If you want,
right.
if you're a woman and you think you're a man, go for it. Have the surgery. You want to pretend to be a man? You know what? Go for it. It's your life. But leave
right.
children out of it. You should not be allowed to talk. People, listen, children do not know shit about sexuality. I am sorry. If a child is like 15, 16 years old and they think that they're gay, whatever, do not push your agenda on our children. And this is the biggest thing. Especially on TikTok, there's more and more of the transgender guys pretending to be women who want to, they're doing the estrogen and all that crap to look like women and all that. They're starting to get the hint. And you should see, I mean, it's blowing up in the face. We don't care about who you are. Just leave your shit out of our life. We don't care. And they're now starting to get it. And I think it's because the Alphabet Soup group, a lot of them are telling them just, you know, they're done with it.
Right.
Anywho, Trudeau got back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he did not do? He's in deep shit, too. He got back and he did not quarantine in the hotel where he was supposed to. And...
But he's vaccinated.
No, it's not that. People aren't paying attention. They have to be there until their PCR test comes back negative. The thing is, they think they're above the law, and they don't have to abide by it. But we do. That's just it.
But they're vaccinated. Why should they have to quarantine?
I don't know. I have no idea. He flew into Ottawa. You can't fly internationally out of Canada except for Ottawa. Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Calgary. You're not allowed to fly internationally into those airports. And you have to remain in one of their hotels for 3 days before you can leave.
Right.
Trudeau only got one AstraZeneca. That's why. He's not fully vaccinated.
Okay.
You know, that would solve a lot of problems. Just hurry up and vaccinate these jackasses. Because when the fall comes around and the newest friggin' H10N3,
right.
And when this is what, okay, listen, I don't know if you guys have seen all these videos of these virologists and stuff.
Yeah, I have.
What we've been saying is the vaccine itself may not kill you. It's what's in the vaccine that's going to kill you when the next strain of this shit comes around. That's
mm-hmm.
going to kill you. So it's not, you know, I don't want to tell my mom that. I don't even want to tell her. But I'm like, yeah, she's got to live with my brother. So, I mean, he's a dick. Both my brothers are. So totally not related to the virus, all this other crap. Remember how Biden said he was going to tax everybody who made over $400,000 a year?
You did a what?
Nobody. Biden's tax bill. Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Will get taxed under $400,000. Get this. They played right into his hands.
Of course.
Man, this is how stupid you liberals are. If a liberal is dumb enough to listen to this station, go, more power to you. So, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Warren Buffett, guess how much taxes they're going to be paying?
None.
Zero. None.
Yep.
Because according to Maya McGinnis, the president of Nonpartisan Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, says that the tax code is like Swiss cheese. It is full of holes.
Yep.
So
not to mention they'll send all their money out of the country, or they're buying up all the houses. They're paying so much over market price that an average citizen can't buy a house right now because Blackthorn and the Chinese are buying up all the houses at anywhere from 20 to 30% over asking price.
Yeah, and then this is saying that billionaires are able to benefit from provisions like a tax credit for dependent children or reductions
right.
linked to loans or investments greater than
mm-hmm.
income. So it breaks that amount to $2 trillion a year. And
yep.
those sons of bitches just got away with it. And you dumbasses, you know what? And I hate to say this. I really do. America right now deserves everything that we get.
Yep.
We told you. We voted for Trump. We told you it was going to happen, and nobody wanted to listen. So whatever happens now, if Trump does not get back in by either Article 4, Section 2, because that would get rid of all of the administration. Anyone involved would be impeached. They'd lose their whatever, and they would be tried for high treason and possibly executed or life in prison. Okay.
And any senator or congressperson that benefited and really lost the election, they're going to lose their seats, and the Republican will go in. So, you know, everybody's going to suffer.
And see, and here's what it is. These jackasses are saying Trump can't get back in no matter what happens. Biden won. No, he didn't. He cheated. They're already decertifying the vote. They've already started. Now, what's going to happen, we're in a constitutional crisis right now. We were in a constitutional crisis during Reagan quite a few times. It's been a constitutional crisis. And it's
now here's the question. Kim, let me interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. So
yeah.
If Trump gets back in and, you know, the election is overturned, does that mean that all the executive orders and all the bills that this Democrat government signed get overturned as well?
See, that's what it should. In theory, it should. Every single executive order that he signed should be null and void. Or Trump's going to have to undo every single one of them.
And what about what Congress has done illegally because they didn't really have the majority?
That's why. Oh, no. There's one guy that he's from either Wisconsin or Michigan or somewhere up there. He was winning. He was well ahead. And all of a sudden, his votes plummeted. Really?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There are a couple of Republican senators in the swing states. It's in Georgia. Look at Georgia. What about if it turns out that they actually won and they didn't need that whatever that election was?
Reverend racist satanic worshiper.
Right,
the
right,
one
right. That's what I'm saying. It'll change the whole framework of the Senate. Well,
okay.
The Senate will definitely be Republican, and the House might even be Republican as well. That's why I'm saying all those bills that they that were passed simply by party lines, since they were an illegitimate Congress, would they be overturned as well?
They should. They
even
should.
Though we gave
and
away
they,
all that
should.
Freaking money.
Now, here's the thing. All the stuff that I've been hearing from, I've got some sergeant majors and, you know, all up there.
Right.
And they're saying what's going to happen soon, because they got to finish this audit, and
right.
they can actually throw all six swing states out because of Maricopa County.
Right.
Here's the thing. Then it would revert to each state gets one vote.
Right, and the Republicans would win.
Yeah, because
Trump
they got 30
win.
In. Yeah.
Right.
And people don't know how to read the Constitution. Okay,
yeah.
Now, aside from that, that's when Article 4, Section 2 would be enacted, and every single one of them involved will be tried for high treason.
Yeah, but here's another question then. Is every single Democrat that won actually part of the fraud, or did some of them just benefit?
Some might have benefited. That's just it.
Right.
Some might have just benefited. But,
yeah, because I don't want people who weren't actually involved.
No.
Yeah.
No, now, that dumb bitch in Georgia, she's the Republican. They had to do the runoff with her and that Reverend Warnock or whatever. She
right.
don't deserve to get back in. No, her
no.
happy ass does not deserve it because she turned her back on Trump on January 6th.
Yeah, but if she actually won, you can't, you know what I mean? If she won the original election, then you have to let her back in if she didn't do anything illegal just because she didn't support Trump.
No, she actually won, and there was less than a 10,000 vote difference. Was it 10,000 or 50,000 where they got to do a runoff?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if it was a fraudulent vote and she actually won by a larger margin.
Oh, no,
you see
she
what
only
I'm saying?
Won by 10,000 votes. She only
right.
won by 10,000 votes. And,
right.
and by law, they have to do a runoff. If it's less than 3%, 5% of the vote? And she did. She
right.
barely won. Bush Jr. there, when they had the hanging chad, do you know he only
right.
won by 10 votes? He got 10,
right. That's
10
true.
Votes. So,
that's...
yeah, they have no choice. They did a recount, and then they have to do a runoff. It's part of the thing, and that's how she lost it.
Yeah, but that evil guy will still be out, though. No?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a Satanist. He is not a reverend. He is not a reverend.
No.
Bullshit.
No.
Some of the stuff he said, uh-uh, no.
He's a reverend
for Satan. Okay. I want to say this. I found this. I saw this video. And then what I did was I went and looked it up. Not the video, but I went and looked up the information. Okay. I know we started out as a Christian humanitarian patriot group, and I realize that. Okay. What I just found out, and I did a lot of research on it. I was up till 4 in the morning doing this. Israel has just announced the Messiah just appeared in Israel. Now, we all
what
know it's not
fuck?
True. Yeah.
Oh.
So with everything happening.
They have never, ever, ever done that before, ever.
Nope. And the scary thing, I mean, it doesn't, we know it's a false prophet. But, yes, he came out, they found him at Passover in Israel. And he's going to be announced to the world September 15th and 16th. He's going to be announced as the Jewish Messiah.
But no, because the first one that comes out like is not the Messiah. It's the Antichrist.
No, he's the false prophet, and then the Antichrist comes out. Yeah,
okay.
I was kind of confused on that, too. No, I was confused on all that, too. But anyway, I got this article. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Because it talks about we have – now, I don't want to say just Christians, every denomination. And
right.
I've been learning a lot of this. Believe it or not, the Muslims and the Christians – I say Protestant, Protestant, yeah, because you have Catholic and then
Protestant. We worship the same God.
Yeah. That's
yes.
kind of weird, and I'm like, why are Muslims so hateful then? You know why they're so bitter?
Because of what we did, because of what Christians have done to them throughout the millennia.
No. Ishmael was born before Isaac. That's why. And Ishmael was not supposed to be he was not the promised son. Isaac was. And that's why
right.
the Muslims are pissed off at the Jews. And but anyway, I got this cool article, and, you know,
yeah,
when you read the Bible.
Share it. Yeah.
When you read, I don't want to go too much into because I know it will upset anybody.
yeah.
We're just going
no,
to
share the article. No, definitely share the article. Yeah.
But what's so weird about it is, this is a Jewish or an Israeli newspaper, but what's weird about it is, you know how the Bible has all the prophecies, right? All of, you know, the New Testament, right? Apparently
right.
Israel's got theirs. The Jewish nation has three specific ones. And it's already happened, and they're down to the last one. So, if you're a Christian, religious, I don't care what you are, you know, whatever.
well, the Old Testament in the Christian Bible is the Torah. It's the New Testament
nope.
and Revelation is what was written
no.
by the Christians.
No, only the first five books of the Old Testament is in the Jewish Bible. They do not believe in anything after the fifth book. I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought it was the whole thing.
That's what I did too. But, so yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting because this, of what they're saying, will change the whole entire Middle East. It will change the whole Middle East. This guy is in his 30s. He's either 30, 31, 32, something like that. He knows the Torah inside and out, the Kabbalah inside and out. He knows everything. You don't even it's like Christ did when he first started. That's what's so weird. And I guess it was at Passover. So they crowned him. Yep. So,
yeah,
hey,
definitely send me that article.
Yeah.
Put it in Telegram.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. So, other than that, what else the hell's going on?
what isn't going on?
I know, Bobby.
We're going to hell in a
handbasket,
and I'm going smiling all the way because I got God at my back.
That's right.
I've been playing around dehydrating all kinds of things. I dehydrated Brussels sprouts. That was kind of cool.
Russian military intercepted a U.S. spy plane.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I was just reading that.
On your news?
Oh, my. What the hell?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. And, you know, it's either between the Chinese or the Russians who are trying to put troops in the Antarctica.
Russians.
Like,
I
yeah,
think.
I
know the Russians are. I'm not sure if the Chinese are, but I know the Russians said that, you know, they were doing it last month, I think. They were talking about it.
But, yeah, the Russian Defense Ministry reported Thursday that an air target approaching the state border of Russian Federation was detected by Russian airspace control over the Pacific Ocean. And it was a U.S. Air Force RC-135 Strategic Renaissance, a reconnaissance aircraft. And then
right.
the Russians scrambled their Su-35. Do they have MiGs anymore, or is that, like, gone? Like a thing of the past?
I don't know.
Bobby?
They still use them.
They do? Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they scrambled their whatever the hell that RC – I mean, SU-35 fighter jet. Yeah, we don't hear – I mean, we haven't heard anything about the Philippines. What else? Taiwan? Nothing. It's like all of that shit just stopped. You know what I'm saying? It's like – 1 minute, it's like, oh, my God, we're, like, on the verge of having six different wars going on around the world, and then it stops. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, here it is, the MiG-31BM, yeah, that's what they were using, too.
Did you see that? Did you see that down in Houston, Texas, with them nurses or doctors or medical employees?
Nurses. Yeah. They're all being terminated.
Good for them.
Yep.
Good lawsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hope everybody else that follows.
Oh, yeah. Our friggin'. Okay, so you know how that all came out with the Republicans leaked billionaires' tax secrets to attack Biden's plan to boost the IRS. Man, the IRS is unconstitutional, and they need to get rid of it. Straight up. The IRS was only made back in whenever, the Depression or whatever, we could get $1 trillion a year in taxes, and we won't. And just think, we could have the national debt paid off. Well, no, you really couldn't. In the next 50 friggin' years, what's our national debt? $30 trillion?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like Trump said, you know, they have to pay $10 trillion. Everybody gets to wipe off their debt to China. And one of my podcasters was saying that, here's the thing. If we go to war with China, no matter who declares it, our debt is completely wiped. If you know what I mean? If they do find China guilty and responsible and have to pay back reparations, again, our debt to China is wiped. And that's how large of a percentage of our debt is to China.
China owns a couple of our states. They can take California and a couple other ones. Here's the thing. I don't think we should get any money from China. Just wipe our debt clean, and that's it.
No, but we could wipe our debt clean, and that's enough to get us, started back on track.
Well, no. Only China's debt, not the rest of the debt we have.
But a large percentage of our debt is to China.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. They want to get
we borrowed money from China at interest to loan it out to other countries, sometimes our enemies, without interest.
And the other thing is, did you see, it also goes back to crimes against humanity, and that's what they should get China with.
They need
to
get Fauci with that, too.
He's laughing about it, and he goes, well, you think you're hurting my feelings? And this, that, and the other. No, dude, but nothing a freedom seed couldn't fix.
Yeah, any insult against me is an insult against science.
No, it's not.
I know.
You
just can't take the truth.
Isn't there. Yeah. The science isn't there anymore. They already know it. It's bullshit. Wow, I can't even. I am just totally brain fried. I can't. No, see, I mean, I'm just friggin'. Oh, and they're still pissed off at the West Virginia senator or Congress, whoever knows the senator, Mnuchin.
Right. Oh, the Democrat.
Pissed off at him. Yeah.
And there's a female, too, that they're breathing down her neck. There's two Democrats, and the female, I forget her name, but they've been really threatening her.
There's a suspect missing after Pennsylvania homes go up in flames. In Eagleville, Pennsylvania. Multiple townhomes were engulfed in flames after the police hit a homeowner, pulled a gun on a code enforcement officer who was there to inspect the townhouses on Thursday, or today. And
low income?
Townhouses. No. Mm-mm. No. The it looks like it. One, two, might be four townhouses that's gone. I mean, they're burnt down. But yeah. Oh, the what the hell is that damn chick's name? Marjorie Taylor Greene? Oh no. No,
MTG,
the other one.
She's awesome.
No. The other Republican, the one Lorraine Boebert.
Oh, Lauren. Lauren that went down to Texas with the poster cutout
of Harris.
Yeah, that was funny.
They're so mad at
her. Isn't she the one that carries the gun? I think that's Lauren something. I think she's the one that carries the gun.
Marjorie Taylor Greene did that. I think they both do. But
yeah. But the brunette made a commercial about it.
Yeah. And what's so funny is they dethroned Marjorie Taylor Greene, took all of her assignments, what are we going to call them, away because she did the thing, she made the comment about 3%ers or whatever it was, but yet Omar's still sitting in her little whatever,
and
her
Swalwell?
Communist friends. I know. And the FDA, I don't know if you've seen it, Biden made a video. No, he didn't make a video. Someone made a video of him during a press conference about COVID. He said, you're going to see all kind of Alzheimer's patients in hospital beds from COVID, right?
Right.
And then a new Alzheimer medication has come out with zero testing.
Oh, yes,
right
I saw that.
Right after he said that. So three FDA advisors resigned because the FDA approved that drug and there's been no testing on it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Biogen's controversial Alzheimer's drug. They said it might be the worst approval decision that the FDA has made. And
they want to get rid of the old and infirm.
So I know. You know I think it's Switzerland. I think it was one of those countries over there. That crazy bitch, she said that when people get to a certain age, they need to be euthanized and stop taking their space.
There's an American doctor here that said the same thing that's on the cabinet.
Yeah. Holy crap. That medication, Aduhelm, it's Aduhelm, right? It's a monthly IV medication, $56,000 a month.
And, of course, old people can't afford that. So anybody that takes it, they're using them for guinea pigs. They're using them for guinea pigs.
Yeah, the government will be paying for it.
Right. So they're using them as guinea pigs for the pharmaceutical companies so that when people like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos get Alzheimer's, there'll be a safe drug out there for them.
Here's the thing. We already went over this. When we went over this with the history of vaccines, they used to test vaccines on infants and children and that are mentally handicapped who lived in all the state homes. And people don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe that.
No, I know.
Really? Go look it up.
I know. They did it to the adults. I understand the ALCU fighting for the rights of those that were in those state-run hospitals and homes. But they should have been fighting for better treatment and legal care, not sending them all out into the streets. That's what happened. Instead of fixing the problem, they shut it down and created another problem, which is even worse, not just for the community, but for the people they're supposedly saving.
Yeah.
Hold on.
This is saying there's only 5 Alzheimer medications. No, there's 10. See, they're lying. This says there's 10. I only know of a few of them. What is it? Namenda. Now my brain just went friggin' stupid. Aricept, Namenda. Crap, that didn't work. But yeah. ACE inhibitors can be used for Alzheimer's. But here's the thing. What people need to understand is early onset Alzheimer's hits people that are 50 years old and up. And once you get Alzheimer's, and it's just say you're in your 50s, right? The length of time is 10 years at the most that you can live with Alzheimer's. For some reason, when people get Alzheimer's in their 50s, they die faster than if they were in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. Because
that's
you can live 15. Most of the patients can live 15, 20 years. But the thing with Alzheimer's, it's progressive. And at first, you know, it's memory loss. which I have that, but everybody has a form of that. I've had 11 TBIs. That's why I got a short-term memory problem. But it starts gradual. And then by the time you get to the end, they're sleeping all day. They'll sleep 20 out of 24 hours a day, an Alzheimer's patient, when they get to the very end. They stop taking their medications, they'll stop eating, and then they stop drinking, and they will die within, and it's usually not long. Something that I found out that's totally off subject, yesterday, well, Bobby knows because we've talked about this in the staff room. So apparently, with my knee pain,
uh-huh.
they think I have a torn ACL or a meniscus, right? My knee swells, my knee buckles. The PA said, "Oh, I've got all the signs of a torn ACL with it buckling, and when I walked, it would buckle." And so I had to have an MRI to definitively say, yeah, that's what it is. But come to find out that I did some research, and I said, what causes knees to buckle? And some of the things, it's obvious, obesity, injury, torn ACL, torn meniscus, blah, blah, blah. And I get to the very bottom, and I look and see the MS can cause your knees to buckle. And I'm like, well, that's great. My dad had MS. He got it in his 50s. Come to find out, Agent Orange causes MS. That's how he got MS. Not because nobody in our family's got MS at all. It's not hereditary, but it is genetic, which makes no damn sense. They're finding that 3 generations down, people are getting MS from a family member, or a father or whatever, from Agent Orange exposure. So, like, my dad had it, me, my kids, and then my new granddaughter. So they're showing that far down the line could end up with MS because of Agent Orange. So I'm like, great, I hope it's a torn ACL, because there's no cure for MS. But you can live.
No.
You can live 10,
MS,
20 years with it.
But MS, I mean, aren't you a little old to just now get it?
No, my dad was in his 50s when he got it.
Huh.
Because of Agent Orange. He was in his 30s when he went to Vietnam. Actually, he was 29 30, 31? Yeah.
Yeah, but were you already born?
No. I was born.
Oh, okay.
When he got back, my mom got pregnant with me and my brother. And then that's all he had was just me and him. And then so that's how I have ischemic heart disease. And so does my dad. And that's one of the other things from Agent Orange. But here's the thing. I don't get compensated for it. And neither would my brother. My brother's got it too. Which we should. Because he's passed. He got his, but that's just the way the government works. So, and that's why I said I hope it's a torn ACL. Because MS is a debilitating illness, and it takes a while anyway for it to really, you know, they got shots for it. I think it's Prevagen. Not Prevagen. Crap. I can't think what it is. But there's an injection that you get for MS. So it's not the end of the world, but I prefer it to be a torn ACL. The lesser of two evils. Because a meniscus is pretty bad. If you tear a meniscus, it's that little cartilage that's, you know, you have your the bottom from your knee down, there's that little buffer. It's a little like a bursa sac, but it's not a sac. It's just a little cartilage. That can get ripped off the bone.
Right. Yeah,
and,
I know what you're talking about.
But I could have a partial tear in my ACL, which is why my leg swells. I can't walk. I can't move my knee. If I move my knee the wrong way, I'm dying in pain. So now I just got with my MRI because I called today, harassing. Come to find out my doctor's not leaving until next month. Which is bullshit. I'm like, I called you the other day, and I said, oh, make sure you got her ass chewed out. I said, I called and spoke to a nurse, and that nurse is going to get her ass chewed out now. Because my doctor, Dr. Ahmed, that's leaving, she could have made my MRI appointment for me. But she was just too damn lazy to go talk to her. And that's unfortunately with the VA that we have to deal with. So, Bobby, you got anything? Or no?
Well, we got all the stuff that you just covered, and you know it's still. I got a feeling Trump still got something in his pocket.
I do too.
Because
why
That's what I want to know.
I've looked it up. It's not going to be in the news.
Could it be a concert coming up?
Nope. They don't. They're bringing in truckloads of lumber, and it's all
not to mention all those helicopters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of air. Going on, and it's around, especially around a lot of states that are close to the bases.
There's been a lot of air traffic going to Gitmo too.
Right. And, you know, we'll never know if they actually snatched them up and took them to Gitmo for a tribunal.
I don't know, but this guy I follow, Richard Citizen, he's been putting
That's
out a lot of pictures this last week about the overgrown grass and how all the buildings are empty, all the flags are at half mast. There's nobody really around.
I forgot about that. Yeah, all the buildings are empty. There's no lawn care being done to any federal building or the the National Mall, the lawn.
Yep. So something big's going to happen. And with the way, like I said, with the way that these bases are in Charlie and some of them are in Delta lockdowns.
Yeah.
It's some scary shit.
You know what? But not if it's for the better, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me see. There's this thing here. But this is already a stage. It's already built. Why? This doesn't make any sense. It says the arena stage, the 2021-22 season is here. But that's a building. That's a building. It's already there. So that's where they have concerts and shit is at that place. So
hopefully it's public hanging.
That's what I said. I don't know. I'd rather have Trump come back. I'd rather have Trump come back and have him do the hangings later.
You never know.
So
you never know. It might. Maybe he's got some type of rally that he's going to do on the lawn.
Yeah. August of this year. Marvel Comics is doing a thing on the stupid Suicide Squad, but it's not outdoors. So that's not it either. I cannot find. I can't find anything about it. But yeah, Richard Citizen, that's who I've got a lot of his videos. He's the one who showed. What? Oh, that's from January 18th. Damn it. I can't. It doesn't always have the day. It's got the. They're demolishing Robert F. Kennedy Stadium. It's going to be demolished. I don't know. There's nothing.
What's going to be demolished?
Robert F. Kennedy Stadium.
Oh.
Yeah. Whatever. Biden is on a movie set. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. There's all of these, the pictures they have, they show of him in front of the White House. It shows commercial buildings around. There ain't a freaking thing around the White House.
Nope.
And that's why they say it's fake. It says, new theory says Biden is on a movie set, not the White House. This person, he's saying he does not have proof, complete proof, that it's from a couple months ago. That to confirm or deny, but some of the stuff is too unusual. Let's see. Yeah, Castle Rock. The movie that produces movies.
Yeah, Castle Rock. I remember when they first appeared.
Yeah, Oh, it is. They got a picture. Someone tweeted it. German Foreign Office tweeted, the return to the United States to the WHO and the Paris Agreement, the prospect of early talks on the future of whatever. And it shows a movie set of the Oval Office. And it's got them sitting there. There's more than one. And Castle Rock even posted it or tweeted it. I don't know how to get it to you, Bobby. Some of these other people, but it's on Twitter. It's on Twitter, and they've got all the movie sets of the different rooms for the White House. That's so weird. It's in Hollywood. And that's why Tucker Carlson said that Biden is living with that stupid movie. You know what I'm talking about the Newman, Truman Show.
Yes, yes, that's been going around for a bit now about it being a movie set. In some of the rooms I'm in, they've posted some close-ups of the videos of him, like in the Oval Office and all this stuff, and or like when he's out getting ready to go onto the helicopter and he goes over to talk to the news people. I mean, there are some footage that, you know, the first few times I saw it, I was like, oh, no, this is doctored. It's, you know, they're editing it in order to support, you know, but it's not. If you go and look at the actual footage yourself, the original, and not the snippets, it does look weird. It really does look weird.
Like when Biden was walking on the supposed White House lawn with no security around him?
Right. I don't get that. He does it a lot.
And then he was walking. He walked up close to the reporter, and the boom mic, his hand went right through it.
Yep.
I'm like, come on. Are you people that stupid? But I will say this. We will sit back and watch and wait. That's all I can say. I'm not going to presume anything. I'm not going to be like, yes, because don't get me wrong, some people are taking it a little too far. But just use your common sense. Add everything up, because apparently 2 plus 2 is equaling 10 right now. And because nothing's adding up. And just wait and see. That's all we can do. It's just wait and see. But so the CDC just held an emergency meeting.
Yeah, because they realize nobody believes anything they say.
No. That higher than expected reports on heart inflammation following people getting the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
Oh, yes, and a lot of it's in teenagers.
Mm-hmm. But the one virologist was talking about back in 2007, they started working on the coronavirus. And they were making a hybrid by using the HIV virus. Why? See, and this is one of the weird things that I heard from a virologist. She's a well-known virologist. She said the COVID vaccine that we got right now was originally made to treat HIV.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of stories about that.
Now, here's the thing. We know it takes 10 to 13 years to come up with a proper vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've done our research. Okay, SARS came out in what? When did it come out?
05, I think. 03, 05? Fauci wrote a paper on it, I think, in 05 or 08.
Okay, think about it. This vaccine would work again. If they started working on the vaccine for SARS back then, it would come out right about now. Yep.
So this vaccine that we've got right now is not going to help us with COVID. It will with SARS.
Well, unless they were playing around with it at Pfizer while they were working on the COVID virus. I mean, because let's face it, Pfizer has a lab over in Wuhan right next to that Wuhan lab. So they could have been working in concert. I also heard something that back in the day they put out there that AIDS, HIV, was actually man-made, that gain-of-function crap, but they covered it up real quick. I've seen some articles from back then.
Yeah, they said that there's no way that it could have jumped from animals to humans.
Not as quickly as it did.
No. Oh. I'm tired.
Sleepy tired or tired of the bullshit?
Both. I'm just worn out.
Well, think of it this way. You know, we live for today. Pray for tomorrow and prepare for hell.
I ain't going to hell.
Okay. Hell on earth. You know what I mean. Prepare for when the shit hits the fan.
Oh, that's what I'm going to be doing probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to be cleaning out Pat's room. And I'm going to...
Yeah, you were saying making more room.
I'm probably going to make some videos on how you can store your stuff and everything like that. I'll probably do it tomorrow. The audio for the two PowerPoints for the PTSD and then for the heat exhaustion and all that.
Well, I picked up a pork roast this morning that I just marinated and cooked, and I'm going to slice up and dehydrate. Well, I'm marinating some chicken breasts that tomorrow I'll cook and slice up and dehydrate. Unfortunately, I overcooked my chicken sausage, so those can't get dehydrated. They'll just be to eat. But, I dehydrated some pineapple, and, you know, that came out really good. I'm going to try and dehydrate some bananas. You know, because remember, I have a space problem, you know.
Yeah.
I only have it so much space, and very little of it is a refrigerator. And you do know you can't get any, you know, refrigerators or freezers these days either. They're like 6 months, you know, waiting for a refrigerator or a freezer. And where would I put it anyway? And what if the electricity goes out? So I'm going the old-fashioned way with cans and dehydrated. But even cans, I got to be careful because they take up a lot of space and they weigh a lot. So, yeah.
I was going to say, get you a little trailer that you can put behind to put your extra stuff in.
Well, no, my SUV with the back seats down is 9 feet by 4 feet by 3 feet, okay? So I have plenty of space in my SUV for travel, you know, if that's the case that I got a whole ass, whatever. But, you know, the thing is that it's not a question of putting it to move. It's like, again, there's only so much I can do. I mean, I can't go back and forth to work with all that crap in my car.
Yeah,
I have my go bag in there and the extra, you know, foods and, you know, supplies and extra stuff, but, you know, there's only so, because I can't risk it getting stolen. So we'll see. I'm doing the best I can. I wish I could, you know, convince my family that I'm not crazy. And that the fact that my sister could not get any sweet potatoes, she went to like three different stores and couldn't get any sweet potatoes. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, as more stuff becomes impossible to get or difficult to find and pricey, that maybe she'll start listening.
Yeah. We went to Walmart today to go get our vegetable plants to make my herb garden.
Right.
Holy shit. Potting soil, $8 for a small bag. Grass seeds are $50 a bag.
See, here in Lancaster, that's what I'm saying. Everything is still fairly normal for, I mean, yes, things are a little higher and can be a little more difficult to find, but for the most part, things are still pretty normal. Wood is more expensive, but you can still get it. So people are refusing to believe that anything's wrong because mainstream media is telling them otherwise. The government is telling them otherwise. So then, when people like me say anything contrary to that, we're nuts. We're, conspiracy theorists. Oh, you're a Trump supporter. You're a conservative. You're this, that. So I don't even bother trying anymore. It's like, because it hurts when you try and warn people and, especially people
you love. You do what you can, and if they don't want to listen, they don't want to listen.
Right,
exactly. With we bought some herbs. We bought dill, rosemary, lemongrass.
Yeah, I killed my
basil.
Dill.
And we bought like five different types. We bought two plants and five of them. And then we bought like cucumbers, banana peppers, jalapenos, squash, zucchini, and all that cool shit. So I'm not planting mine in the ground. I'm actually putting mine, and I got these little plastic, these little totes with the handle. They look like little laundry baskets, but they're plastic. And they got handles.
Yes,
so what I'm...
Yes.
Huh?
That's great. Yes, because then you can bring them in the house.
Well, I'm going to make... Well, see, no, basil... I mean, not basil, but the herbs need full sun, 10 to 12 hours a day.
Well, no, so, I've grown my herbs in the house. As long as you have a window that gets at least half a day of sun, you're fine. I've been doing it for we've done it for years.
What we're gonna is I'm gonna put them on hooks and hang them off a chain link fence.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying that. Yeah.
And then that way the dog, once they get to a certain size, I mean, certain ones, you can make them at a different height, but like the zucchini and the squash and the peppers and all that, I'm going to let them just grow up into the fence itself.
Right. Right.
So I don't take up all the yard. But I'll do a video.
And you don't have to worry about rabbits and stuff.
Oh, we ain't got rabbits. Nothing comes in our yard because of the dogs. Our dogs scare everybody away. They like to hate everybody. So.
Right.
But.
Well, like I said, I'm doing when I was living in Brooklyn with my grandma, we had a flower pot garden, and we had just about every herb and vegetable, you could think of that Italians like let me tell you, zucchini, it gets a flower. Well, once it flowers, as soon as the zucchini part starts growing, you pick the flower because you can eat those. Those are a delicacy, and they're very, very expensive. They're delicious in an omelet. And, I learned a lot. And then we had peppers. We had different kinds of peppers. And we had tomatoes, of course. And what else did we have?
It's too late for us to grow tomatoes. It's too late because it takes 90 to 120 days.
Well, you
plant.
Start from seeds, not if you get a tomato plant.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But we're going to go to the farmer's market, and I'll just buy the big boxes of them, and I'll can whatever and then my other vegetables that I want to buy, I'll just can them and get them that way. But
the
herbs,
herbs,
I'll just keep them all year long.
Yeah, that's my plan. The tomatoes, we used to can every year, but, we're not doing it because the kids aren't interested anymore. And, it's a lot of work and time, and we just don't have it now. However, you know, I want to make sure that I have vegetables and all kinds of things, so
yeah.
I'm dehydrating them. You know, I mean, I can still mm-hmm. use them to make sauce and stuff. You just have to rehydrate them.
Yeah. Yeah, get some dehydrated water.
But yeah,
again,
it's, you know, weight and space. Yeah, yeah, you take the tomatoes. Because I did it, the onions, when I made stew one night, I took my dehydrated onions and green peppers and everything, and I threw it in this, you know, in the liquid, you know, the stew. And when it was cooked, they were, it was like they, I had put them in fresh. They still had lots of flavor. They were nice and soft and mushy and blown up. So yeah, I'm. That's another experiment is rehydrating the tomatoes.
Oh, okay. I don't think you can.
Huh?
I don't think you can.
No, not to make sauce, but you could to make like a marinara.
Yeah, true. Oh, so before we lose the rest of our time, I forgot. Asinine thing that's going around the world. Air raid sirens are racist, too.
What?
There's a town in Nevada. I think it's Nevada. Over there somewhere. There's an air raid siren that goes off at 6 o'clock at night. Every single night. All right? Now, it, what it used to be was, it was back in the day, it's been there for over 100 years, and they said it was to let people know it's dinner time. It's 6 o'clock. Time to go home and eat. Others say it was, see, we have a siren that goes off at 12 o'clock. It's the tornado siren, right? We have it every friggin' day. Okay. They said it's racist because some people, they can't prove it, but it was a siren that, to let the Indians know should they have to leave the town.
What?
Yeah. That's what I said. I mean, it's like.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. I got one. I got one for you, Kim. I got one. I can beat that. Whiteness is a parasite.
Oh.
Yes. According to some psychiatrist, he wrote some paper on it, a psychologist or whatever, whiteness is a parasite.
They're the parasite. I kid you not. I swear to God, I'm just so done with this shit. That's why I said, let me off the short, stop the bus and let me off. I want off. I'm done. I'm done. Because I just can't with the stupidity of what's racist anymore. I really can't.
No, I know. It's silly. I mean, as I said, that's one. I thought it was a joke. But no, I've seen a couple of podcasts about it. It's serious.
They want to cancel Father's Day because they said men don't deserve it, and it's nothing but white supremacy. So if you're a black father, Asian father, don't matter, you're a white supremacist. What was the other thing?
Oh, yeah, women are now breastfeed. No, wait, bearers. What are they?
Chest feeders.
Yeah. No, but there's another one. He said, he didn't say something about women's health. He said, what did he call them?
I can't remember.
Yeah, but it was an insult. I'm like, you know.
See, and this is what I got to say. Look, remember I was saying, I don't care if you're transgender. I really don't give a shit. We're going to float your boat. But here's the thing. Men that are transitioning to be a woman say they're oppressed and they have it hard because blah, blah, blah. Really? Okay, you want to have a pap smear? You go right ahead. You have no cervix. You don't have a uterus. You have no ovaries. You can't have children. You can't breastfeed. You can't do shit. So they're trying to say they're oppressed. Well, then why are you a woman? So this is what I say.
Right.
You could.
It's like if America is so systemically racist and hates people, you know, foreigners, why you keep telling people to come here?
Exactly. But no, the point I was going to make is men who are like that can't hack it at being a man, so they want to be a woman and tell women how they're oppressed. I'm not oppressed.
Yeah.
Look, I look for the fact that I don't have any more cycle. I have no equipment. It's gone. It's done. More power to you. If you want to have a pap smear, you go right ahead. Have them put that metal speculum up there, but I hope they don't warm it up.
But here's the funny thing. The majority of the LGB, I'm not putting those other freaking letters on it, the majority of the original LGB community disagree with this bullshit.
Why not? That's the way I said I'm done. I don't care anymore. Bobby, we got 3 minutes.
Yep. I want to thank you all for being here, and thank you for another informative show, Kimmy.
Oh, no problem. It was all over the place, but that's the way Thursday usually is.
Right. I mean, that's current events. I mean, whatever's going on.
I'd like
to hear from a lot more people.
Yeah, I wish too, because, you know, there are people in other areas of the country and the world that it would be nice to hear from, you know, what's going on in different areas rather than the same places all the time, or what we read in the newspaper. Because let's face it, the newspapers lie.
Oh, sure.
They all lie.
But I'd like to thank
exactly.
you again. Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Lorna.
Yeah.
God bless America. God bless our troops, first responders, veterans, our children, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night,
God
everybody,
bless.
And
Take
have
care.
A great night.
Good night.
You too.